Three Hungry Billy Goats. Once upon a time, far, far away in the mountains of Norway, lived three billy goats who loved to graze on fresh green grass. The billy goats were brothers, 1, 2, 3. The youngest, Pipsqueak, was small and thin. The middle one, Roly-Poly, was heavy and plump. And the oldest one, Brawny, was big and strong. As summer turned to autumn, there was less and less grass in the valley, and the three hungry billy goats were getting hungrier. One day, the brothers spied far away on the top of a mountain the greenest, freshest grass they had ever laid eyes on. Yum! Just the thing to fill their tummies for the coming winter. Pipsqueak, Roly-Poly, and Brawny set out on the path towards the green, green grass. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. But no sooner had they taken three steps than an icy river blocked their path. The gushing river was much too wide to jump over, even for three nimble billy goats. Luckily, there was a sturdy wooden bridge that could take them from one side to the next. But this was not just any bridge. Under this bridge lived a mean, ugly troll with eyes that flashed like fire, fat fingers with razor-sharp nails, and a pointy nose with a big, fat, hairy wart on the end of it. Pipsqueak, small and thin, started to cross the bridge first. Trip-trap sounded the bridge under his nimble hooves.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"It's only me, the little billy goat, Pipsqueak, small and thin. I'm going up the mountain to fill my tummy with fresh green grass," said the billy goat with a very small voice.
"Oh, no, you're not. I'm coming to gobble you up," roared the troll.
"It's hardly worth the trouble. I'm tiny and thin. Wait for my brother. He's nice and fat."
"Be off with you, then."
Not a minute later, Roly-Poly, heavy and fat, laid his hooves upon the bridge, which shook under his weight. "Trip, trap," squeaked the bridge as he crossed.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll. "It's only me, Roly-Poly. I'm going up the mountain to fill my tummy with fresh green grass." "Oh, no, you're not. I'm coming to gobble you up," roared the troll. "It's hardly worth the trouble. I'm just a sack of bones. Wait for my brother. He's nice and fat." "Very well. Be off with you, then."
No sooner had the second billy goat crossed the bridge than the third goat, Brawny, big and strong, stepped on. The bridge rattled and quaked under his weight. "Trip, trap," shook the bridge under his strong hooves.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll. "It is I, Brawny the third billy goat, big and strong. I'm going up the mountain to fill my tummy with fresh green grass." "Hey, no, you're not. I'm coming to gobble you up," roared the troll. "Come along, then, and I'll show you what I'm made of."
The angry troll climbed up onto the bridge with his eyes that flashed like fire, his fat fingers with razor-sharp nails, and his pointy nose with a big fat hairy wart on the end of it. And bang! With his horns, mighty and tough, Brawny tossed the troll straight into the water. Splash! The troll wasn't handsome or kind, and he wasn't very clever either. He lived under a bridge and had never learned to swim. Glug, glug, glug. And I'm happy to say that no one has heard from him since that very day. If you're ever in Norway and you cross a wooden bridge over a gushing river, look up towards the mountains, and there you just might spy three brother billy goats feasting on the greenest, freshest grass that you ever did see.